passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Maintaining a healthy wildlife population involves balancing the number of animals against their habitat's ability to sustain them.
For the last 10, 15 years, you've seen snow goose populations just really climb. The numbers have gone beyond anything anybody could have ever anticipated.
Dave Morrison is a waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says colonies of snow geese have grown so large that they have become their own worst enemies.
And in the breeding areas, you're starting to see those colonies grow to such an extent that they're eating themselves out of house and home.
Morrison says the birds have overgrazed their breeding grounds in Canada.
It's not only the grazing that they do, it's also the grubbing, actually getting underneath the soil and pulling the root system up. So when they do that, you get these vast expanses of mud flats. And the growing season in the Arctic is so short that it may be a lifetime before a lot of these areas can recover.
Tomorrow we'll tell you about the Snow Goose Conservation Order. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Bill Harwell engineers our program, and it was made possible today by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.